That was a fine ah for Mr. Schumacher last time out in France. Did you think you got away with burglary?
Oh, you were. Yeah, it was. Everything went to plan, and she relaxed on the front end. And yeah, look, we got first run, and she stays the trip well. So yeah, things really, really went to plan. Yeah.
She's going to have to produce a career best, but you've got to be in it to win it. And with a small field, things do happen, don't they?
Yeah, she's got plenty to find on ratings, and there's obviously a standout favourite. And but like, it's a smart move by Ed because. You know, if she can just beat the one home, then she gets some very, very valuable Group 1 black type. And she becomes a very valuable filly after that. So we're there to take our chance. I believe she is improving all the time. So I look forward to riding her. She's a very uncomplicated filly. And like you said, anything can happen in horse racing.
And it was a really good day at Newbury. She looked as though she'd got an enormous amount of potential left in the locker there. She won a Newbury back in, was it May?
Yeah, she did, and Holly Doyle rode her that day, and she made the running, and I thought it was a gutsy performance for a relatively unexposed filly. Then she went on to Epsom to run in the Oaks. Sorry, did she? Yeah, she did, yeah. And the ground went soft, and she really is a top of the ground filly, which she got in France, and you saw her at her best, so the quick ground is really her key attribute.
Do you worry about Minnie Hawk or the others, or just worry about your own horse?
Yeah, I've got to obviously ride my filly and ride my race. I'd imagine Garden of Eden's going to go off and try and set the pace. I don't want to get into a battle with her because that could just ruin my race altogether. So I ride my race accordingly.
And Ed, of course, has got a great record here. You know, I think back a couple of years ago, he cleaned up at a Dante meeting, didn't he? He doesn't send horses to York just for a day out.
Yeah, he's done really well here, with obviously Starman winning here in the past, and then Celandine winning the Lowther last year. So it's a meeting Ed certainly likes to target, and I believe he's got a strong team again this year.
To add another Group 1 would be very, very good for Kay Schumacher, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be special, you know. They're very hard to come by, and, you know, we're three quarters of the way through the year now, so and I haven't got one yet this year. I've gone close, I've lost one in the steward's room, and so on, so on. So I feel like I'm due one.
Do you think this track will suit her?
It shouldn't be an issue at all. As long as the ground's nice and fast, that's all, you know,